Good to be in God's house. Amen.
Amen.
Appreciate the message we've already heard.
Yes, sir.
And I don't know what to add to that. God's been good.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But I want to just help you for a few minutes, and we'll not keep you long, I promise. Just a couple thoughts, and because I know how it is. I know we get weary, and the hour's getting late, so... If you will, I'd just like to show you something in the Word of God, Exodus chapter number 12. Exodus chapter 12. Just keep your seat. I want to go through the scriptures very quickly and read a few verses. Maybe, possibly, you'll get in your weekly Bible reading. Amen. So, isn't it been good?
Yes, sir.
Well, it's already been good tonight. Amen. Thank God. How do you go wrong bragging on the Lamb?
Right.
Amen. I mean, that's just good. I appreciate. I thank God. Many years ago, my Lamb found me. Amen. I mean, just an old desperate sinner. Thank God. Didn't know which way was up. But glory to God, He came to where I was. Amen. When I couldn't go to Him. Hallelujah. He came to me. Amen. And I thank God for that. I want you to look with me, Exodus chapter number 12. And like I said, just keep your seat and look with me. We're gonna look at several scriptures very quickly, if I can find them here. Pray for us. I had surgery on my eyes Monday. And so I'm fighting with it tonight. So we'll get through it quick as we can. Is it on? All right. Amen. Exodus chapter number 12. Look with me, please. And look at verse number 5. Exodus chapter 12 and verse number 5. Everybody there say amen.
Yes.
The Bible says, and your lamb shall be without blemish. A male of the first year, ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats. Look at chapter 29, please. In Exodus chapter 29, and look with me, please, at verse number 1. The Bible says, and this is the thing that thou shalt do unto them to hallow them, to minister unto me in the priest's office, take one young bullock and two rams without blemish. Notice Leviticus chapter number 1. Leviticus chapter number 1, please. In Leviticus chapter 1, look at verse number 3. Leviticus chapter 1 and verse number 3. Everybody all right?
Yes, sir.
The Bible says in verse 3, if his offering be a burnt a sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it of his own voluntary will at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord. Look at chapter number 3, please. In let's read verse number 10. Look at verse number 10 in chapter 1. And if his offering be of the flock, namely of the sheep or of the goats, for a burnt sacrifice, he shall bring it a male without blemish.
Right.
Amen. Everybody understand so far? Chapter number 3. Look with me, please, at verse number 1. Bible says in chapter 3, verse 1, and if his oblation be a sacrifice of peace offering, if he offer it of the herd, whether it be a male or female, he shall offer it without blemish before the Lord. Look at verse number 6, please. The Bible says, and if his offering for a sacrifice of peace offering unto the Lord be of the flock, male or female, he shall offer it without blemish. Amen. Everybody all right? Look at chapter number 4, please. Verse number 3. Chapter 4, verse number 3. If the priest that is anointed do sin according to the sin of the people, then let him bring for his sin, which he hath sinned, a young bullock without blemish unto the Lord for a sin offering.
Look at verse number 23. The Bible says, or if his sin, wherein he hath sinned, come to his knowledge, he shall bring his offering, a kid of the goats, a male. Is anybody not understand? Without blemish. Amen. Verse number 28. The Bible says, or if his sin which he has sinned come to his knowledge, then he shall bring his offering, a kid of the goats, a female, without blemish for his sin which he has sinned. Verse number 32, please. And if he bring a lamb for a sin offering, hallelujah for the lamb, amen. Thank God for the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Bible says, and if he bring a lamb for a sin offering, he shall bring it, a female, without blemish. Everybody all right? Look at chapter number 5, please. Look at verse number 15. Y'all got your weekly Bible reading yet? Amen. Verse number 15 says, if a soul commit a trespass and sin through ignorance. I think that was what the brother was alluding to. In the holy things of the Lord, and he shall bring for his trespass unto the Lord a ram without blemish out of the flocks, with thy estimation by shekels of silver after the shekel of the sanctuary for a trespass offering. Look with me, please, at verse number 18. The Bible says, and he shall bring a ram. Anybody don't see it? Without blemish. Look at chapter 6, please. Verse number 6. And he shall bring his trespass offering unto the Lord, a ram. Is everybody all right? Look at chapter 9, please. Chapter 9. Look at verse number 2. Chapter 9, verse number 2. And he said unto Aaron, take thee a young calf for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering. Without blemish, and offer them before the Lord. We could just go on for a while. Amen. I want you to see what I'm trying to get you to see tonight. It had to be a spotless lamb. It had to be a lamb without blemish. Amen. Had no crooked ears, no clipped ears, no scratches on him. Amen. And God said, Moses, I want you to take that lamb and set it aside. Shut it up and watch it. Make sure. Several days, 4 days, make sure that lamb don't have any spots on it. Make sure it's got no blemishes, amen. Is everybody all right? He said, I want you, whether it's a lamb, ram, goat, whatever it is, God said for every sacrifice, for every offering, whatever the sacrifice, it's got to be without blemish. Are y'all listening to what I'm saying tonight? He said, I want it to be pure and spotless and clean and righteous and holy and without blemish. Amen. Everybody all right? I don't think you understand. He said, I want that thing to be without blemish. Can't be any spots. Then long about 2,000 years ago, they had a little manger there where a lamb was born. That's where lambs are supposed to be born. Amen. And God said, hey, bring everybody. Inspect him for years. 3.5 years. Let the wise men come. Let the wise men look at him. Lambs were inspected by the shepherds. It was their responsibility to make sure that lamb was a lamb without blemish. Amen. And so the shepherds came and the wise men came. They said, God said, don't stop there. God said, I want you to bring anybody that's interested. Let them come inspect him. Let them see He's without spot, without, y'all listen to me. I'm talking about my lamb. I'm talking about your lamb. He was without spot, without blemish, amen. Everybody all right? Hallelujah. Well, I can stop right there. There he come one day. John, standing knee deep in Jordan. He's preaching, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. About that time, coming across the hilltop was a little lamb. Hallelujah. And John, watch. John said, behold, the Lamb of God. Now listen to me. Them Jews knew exactly what John was talking about when he made this statement. When he said, behold the Lamb that don't put sin in remission. Not the Lamb that covers your sin. But they understood when he said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the whole world. If I run out, will y'all carry me back? I'm talking about spotless lamb. A lamb without blemish. Does anybody not understand? Did you get enough Bible reading? But here's the problem. Of all the lambs and all the rams and all the bullocks and the heifers and every animal, God said, no matter what it is you offer, it better be without spot, without blemish. You understand that didn't imply a lot of animals. I want to suggest to you tonight that most of the animals were not that way. Most of them were like you and me. They had crooked ears, crooked legs, and scratch marks on them. Is everybody all right? And so the message tonight is not to be without spot or blemish. What I want to know is what they do with the other ones. We know what happened to the lamb without blemish, without spot. Brother, he became the substitution for me and you. We know what happened to any lamb they set aside and found no fault in him, amen. What happened to him, preacher? He paid the greatest, his prize for being spotless was death. But that ain't the message. The message is, what happened to the spotted ones? To the blemished ones? What did they do with them? Is everybody all right? Could I suggest to you tonight that they got to go to Sunday school? They got to sing in the choir. Preach in the pulpit. Teach Sunday school. Sing in a quartet. Hallelujah to God. Yes, thank God for that lamb. Hallelujah. Without spot and blemish. Them shepherds inspected him. The wise men inspected him. And the scribes and Pharisees inspected him. And they said, there ain't nothing wrong with him. We can't find no fault in him. Pilate said, I can't find nothing wrong with him. And his price was, he will be the scapegoat. And the preacher lay his hand on his head, and he'd be by fit man. You know what's wrong with America tonight? There ain't no fit man no more. He'd be led by a fit man out into the wilderness, carrying away your sin, my sin. Hallelujah. I can shout there for a while. Is everybody all right? I'm here today tonight, folks. I thank God that when God looked at me, he found a crippled leg. He found a bad ear and a blinded eye. Glory to God. I don't think you understand. Is everybody all right? Y'all don't get it. I'm telling you what happened to them, preacher. They got to go free. They got to shout and praise God and glorify God. No wonder he said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, amen. Five country minutes. I didn't know something like that could come out of Kentucky. But I'm glad God's got one over here. Can I help you? Can I show you something real quick? I'm about finished. I'm gonna keep my word. I'm not going to preach very long. But I want you to look at something in Luke 4. Is everybody all right? And this is the message. Now I'm going to funnel this thing down, and this is the message. Luke chapter number 4. Look with me, please. In Luke chapter number 4. Everybody all right? In Luke chapter number 4, look with me, please. Here's the Lord, the Lamb of God. And John's scared to baptize him. Jesus said, hey, it's all right, son. We got to fulfill the things of God. And he went ahead and he baptized him. And then the Lord left there and went up in the wilderness, led by the Spirit of God. The devil tempted him 40 days, and he was a hunger. Right. I want you to see this here. I mean, this is amazing. Notice verse number 5. Bible says the devil taking him up into a high mountain showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world. Do you know all the other gospels, Matthew and Mark, say about the same thing. But Luke adds a little phrase here at the end that ain't in the other ones. Is everybody all right? Here's the message. Watch. He says that the devil showed him all the kingdoms. He said, how could he do that? Because he had them. They were his to give. And he said, he showed him all that stuff. But Luke added a little phrase. And he said, in a moment. Time. Can I suggest to you tonight that I don't care what the devil offers you. I don't care how good you think it is, how much you think it fills the void. It's only for a moment. No matter how wonderful it seems. And the Bible tells you there's pleasure in sin for a season. And sometimes it feels good. And sometimes it looks good. And sometimes it are you listening to what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, dear heart, no matter what it is, it's only for a moment of time. Unto God, I remember yesterday, I graduated high school. What you laughing at? Yesterday, God let me live 2 more weeks. I'd be 61 years old. Say, what happened to it, preacher? A moment of time. Everything I've ever lived in has just been for a moment. That old saying, the man said, one's too many and 1,000's not enough. Boy, I learned that the hard way. I thought an alcoholic was somebody couldn't pay for it when they wanted it. We could always pay for it. I worked a good job and always had it available. But you know what I found out? It was just for a moment. Then you wake up the next day and you don't know where you are, what you've done. Devil never shows you the backside of the billboard. He never shows you what really happens in the end. He never shows you the sleepless night and the women with their face in their hands weeping all night and the babies hiding in the closet, amen. No matter how good you think it is, you listen to me, dear heart, it's just for a moment. Just for a moment. That ain't the message. Message number 4. Ephesians chapter 2, please. Look with me. Ephesians chapter. Everybody all right? I'm about done. You fixing to miss it. Ephesians chapter number 2. I want you to get a hold of this. I'm talking about God Almighty versus the devil. And all the devil has to offer you tonight is just for a moment of time. The Bible says in chapter 2 of Ephesians, verse number 6, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together, hallelujah, in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Wait a minute. That ain't the verse. Look at verse 7. That in a moment of time. That in ages to come. He might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. The spotless Lamb of God. God, the devil, whatever he offers you tonight. Are you listening to me? It's just for a moment of time. What God does in you, hallelujah, it lasts for ages and ages and ages. Did I mention it was a long time? That's the difference tonight. You got to get your mind off of the here and now. Put it on the over yonder. When God will be king, amen. Jesus Christ will be that lamb, amen. And we'll celebrate with him for ages. Ages to come. Be all right, brother, if I sing you a song. You ain't heard me sing in a long time. He's forgotten. This is my testimony in a song. I don't sing. I hate singing preachers. I sing jailhouse music. you know, behind two bars looking for a key. I prayed one time, my church wouldn't let me sing in the choir. I prayed and asked God, God, let me sing a song. God whispered, you know how gentle and calm he is. He just whispered in my ear and said, son, now you just stick to preaching. I'll get somebody else to sing. I didn't know it was going to be Yankees. So what I'm trying to say is don't listen to the words. I mean, excuse me, listen to the words. Don't listen to the music because there ain't going to be no tune in it. Is everybody all right? Today I went back to the place where I used to go. Today I saw the same old friends I knew before. And when they asked me what had happened, I tried to tell them, thanks to Calvary, I don't come here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, things are different than before. As the tears roll down my face, I try to tell them, thanks to Calvary, I don't come here anymore. Today I went back to the house where I used to live. My little boy ran and hid behind the door. I went and got him. I set him on my knee. I said, son, don't be afraid. You got a new daddy. Thanks to Calvary, I don't live here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, things are different than before. As the tears roll down my face, I try to tell him, thanks to Calvary, I don't live here anymore. Can I ask you a question tonight? You got anything to be thankful for? Anything in your heart you could praise God for tonight? Is anything you could offer him tonight on this old altar here? That's where we failed. That's where revival has failed in our nation. It's failed in our churches. We need a reviving of the old-fashioned altar again. Would you stand with me tonight, please?